高三英语高考练习15 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. What seems to be the trouble, Mrs. Stevens?
I've been very uncomfortable lately, and last night I had some chest pain.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
I'll go to the Shanghai Library to borrow some books this Sunday. Would you like to go with me, Tom?
Sorry, Alice. I have to finish my report this weekend. After that, I will go shopping with my mother.
Question. What is Alice going to do this Sunday?
Three. How would you like to get there, madam?By train or by sea?
I'm a little seasick, so I guess I'll have to give up ships.
Question. How will the woman make her trip?
4. Do you want to send it by express mail or ordinary mail?
By ordinary mail, please. It's much cheaper that way.
Question.Where does the conversation most probably take place?
5. Good morning. Could you please put me through to Mrs. Butler's office?
Sorry, the line is busy now.
Question. Who is the woman?
6. I can't believe my roommate still hasn't washed the dishes. There's not a clean dish left for us to use.
Don't worry about it. Paper plates are fine.
Question. What does the man mean?
7. Which one do you prefer? Going to the restaurant or having a nice meal at home?
I'm not eating anything tonight. I'm on diet.
Question. What will the woman do?
8. Could you tell me how to get to your school?
Well, turn right and walk ahead for about 300 meters. Our school gate is right across the street.
Question. What should the woman do?
9. Did you see the film last night?
When I got to the box office, all the tickets were sold out.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
10. Excuse me, where can I find the apartment manager? I need him right now.
Sorry, I can't help you. I'm not quite familiar with this building.
Question. What does the man mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
There are many unusual hotels around the world. In Greenland, there is a hotel made out of ice, open between December and April every year. In Turkey, there is a cave hotel with a television, furniture, and a bathroom in each room. And in Bolivia, there is the Salt Palace Hotel. Thousands of years ago, the area around the Salt Palace Hotel was a large lake. But over time, almost all of the water disappeared. Today, the area has only two small lakes and two salt deserts. The larger of the two deserts, the Uyuni, is 12,000 square kilometers. During the day, the desert is bright white because of the salt. There are no roads across the Uyuni Desert, so local people must show guests the way to the hotel. In the early 1990s, a man named Juan Quesada built this unusual hotel. He cut big blocks of salt from the desert and used the blocks to build it. Everything in the hotel is made of salt. The walls, the roofs, the tables, the chairs, the beds, and the hotel's bar. The sun heats the walls and roof during the day. At night, the desert is very cold, but the rooms stay warm. The hotel has only 12 rooms. A single room costs $400 a night, and a double room costs $600. Do you want to book one?
Now listen again, please.
There are many unusual hotels around the world. In Greenland, there is a hotel made out of ice, open between December and April every year. In Turkey, there is a cave hotel with a television, furniture, and a bathroom in each room. And in Bolivia, there is the Salt Palace Hotel. Thousands of years ago, the area around the Salt Palace Hotel was a large lake. But over time, almost all of the water disappeared. Today, the area has only two small lakes and two salt deserts. The larger of the two deserts, the Uyuni, is 12,000 square kilometers. During the day, the desert is bright white because of the salt. There are no roads across the Uyuni Desert, so local people must show guests the way to the hotel. In the early 1990s, a man named Juan Quesada built this unusual hotel. He cut big blocks of salt from the desert and used the blocks to build it. Everything in the hotel is made of salt. The walls, the roofs, the tables, the chairs, the beds, and the hotel's bar. The sun heats the walls and roof during the day. At night, the desert is very cold, but the rooms stay warm. The hotel has only 12 rooms. A single room costs $400 a night, and a double room costs $600. Do you want to book one?
Questions 11. What is unique about the Salt Palace Hotel?
Where did the salt used for the hotel come from?
13. According to the passage, what is true about the Salt Palace Hotel?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Mrs. Thompson, a school teacher, told the children on the first day of school that she loved them all the same. But that was a lie. There, in the front row, was a little boy named Teddy. He didn't get along well with the other children, and he always needed bath. She did not like him. Later, Mrs. Thompson got to know that Teddy was a good boy before the death of his mother. She was ashamed of herself and felt even worse when Teddy brought her a present. It was his mother's perfume. Teddy said, "Mrs. Thompson, today you smell just like my mom used to." After the child left, she cried for an hour. Since that day, Mrs. Thompson began to care more about the children and pay more attention to Teddy. The more she encouraged him,
the faster he improved. By the end of grade 6, Teddy had become one of the smartest children in the class. And when Teddy grew up, he became a successful doctor. The story doesn't end there. On Teddy's wedding day, he said, "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson. You made me feel good about myself and showed me that I could make a difference." Mrs. Thompson, with tears in her eyes, said, "Teddy, you have it all wrong. You were the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach until I met you."
Now listen again, please.
Mrs. Thompson, a school teacher, told the children on the first day of school that she loved them all the same. But that was a lie. There, in the front row, was a little boy named Teddy. He didn't get along well with the other children, and he always needed bath. She did not like him. Later, Mrs. Thompson got to know that Teddy was a good boy before the death of his mother. She was ashamed of herself and felt even worse when Teddy brought her a present. It was his mother's perfume. Teddy said, "Mrs. Thompson, today you smell just like my mom used to." After the child left, she cried for an hour. Since that day, Mrs. Thompson began to care more about the children and paid more attention to Teddy. The more she encouraged him, the faster he improved. By the end of grade 6, Teddy had become one of the smartest children in the class. And when Teddy grew up, he became a successful doctor. The story doesn't end there. On Teddy's wedding day, he said, "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson. You made me feel good about myself and showed me that I could make a difference." Mrs. Thompson, with tears in her eyes, said, "Teddy, you have it all wrong. You were the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach until I met you."
Questions. 14. Why did Mrs. Thompson dislike Teddy at first?
How did Mrs. Thompson feel when she learned the death of Teddy's mother?
16. What does this passage mainly tell us?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
"I've got 2 tickets for a basketball match this evening. Why don't you come?"
"No, thanks. I'm not very interested in basketball."
"Oh, why not? Have you ever seen it played?"
"No, I haven't, but I really don't think..."
"That's what I thought. You don't know what you're missing."
"Don't I? Why?"
"Because it's very exciting, with lots of action."
"Really? Who's playing?"
"2 of the best men's teams in America. One is LA Lakers, and the other is 76ers.
It sounds interesting."
"Yes, it is. Very."
"Well, perhaps I'll come after all."
"Great. Now, could I have 40 pounds, please?"
40 pounds? What for?"
"Your ticket, of course. I bought 2 of them in advance, hoping I'd persuade you to come with me."
"Oh, I've just remembered something."
"What?"
"I've got to see some friends this evening."
"Oh, I see. I mean, you won't be coming after all then?"
"No, not unless..."
"Unless what?"
"Perhaps you could let me have the ticket for a bit less, say, £35.
"But you said you had to meet some friends."
"Come on, I was only kidding. Here's your 40 pounds. Of course, I'll come."
Now listen again, please. "I've got 2 tickets for a basketball match this evening. Why don't you come?"
"No, thanks. I'm not very interested in basketball."
"Oh, why not? Have you ever seen it played?"
No, I haven't, but I really don't think...
That's what I thought. You don't know what you're missing.
Don't I? Why?
Because it's very exciting, with lots of action.
Really? Who's playing?
Two of the best men's teams in America. One is LA Lakers, and the other is 76ers.
It sounds interesting.
Yes, it is. Very.
Well, perhaps I'll come after all.
Great. Now, could I have 40 pounds, please?
40 pounds? What for?
Your ticket, of course. I bought two of them in advance, hoping I'd persuade you to come with me.
I've just remembered something.
What?
I've got to see some friends this evening.
Oh, I see. I mean, you won't be coming after all then?
No, not unless...
Unless what?
Perhaps you could let me have the ticket for a bit less, say, £35.
But you said you had to meet some friends.
Come on, I was only kidding. Here's your £40. Of course, I'll come.
Questions. 17. What does the man think of the basketball match?
Who's playing the match?
19. How much does the man ask for the ticket?
20. What will the woman do this evening?